I'm starting the stream right now. It says starting stream. Stream health is good. I really hope Google, there's nothing weird with Google going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that wouldn't be the first time. Oh, I think we're live. We are. We're going to have to give it a second to get some people in here because I must have messed something up. I don't know what I messed up. Let me...
Are you confirming that we are certainly live right now?
It looks like we're live. I see a live stream health and I'm playing it in a window. No bueno for you?
I'm not seeing it yet. It says live stream recording is not available. Let me go back and see if it was the... I clicked the wrong video.
It says that we're live. Oh, wait. Okay. No, we're public. We're watching Hearthstone, LOL. Hey, well, there's people talking to me. Hey, are we live? Can you guys...
We're live.
We are?
We're live.
Holy shit. Yeah. This is a terrible beginning. All right, guys. Please forgive me. I apologize so very much. Allow me to move over and get in the frame a little bit, and then let me pull the chat up as well.
Oh, man.
I can't. Where's my chat? Why can't I pull it up? Pop-up chat. What are you doing behind me? Okay, so let me switch chairs momentarily. Oh my gosh. Okay, what is up, afternoon inhalers, midnight tokers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast with myself, Matt, and my humble co-host, Adrian. Adrian, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. The name of this cast, by the way, is AM Hookah Gamecast Hearthstone.
Yeah.
That's misleading.
No, it is? No way.
No, I'm dead serious.
Of course. Oh my gosh, I'm cutting my head off now. This is just like becoming the best episode ever. Let me try to change something that's going on here. I'm trying to make our heads a little smaller so we can both be in frame. This is terrible, Adrian. The worst episode we've ever had. Please hang by momentarily while me and Adrian try and figure this out a little bit. This is my buddy Luke, by the way. Luke is going to be hanging in on this episode with us because he's a smoker that's been smoking with me for a long time. Sounds like he's horse. No, I'm kidding. Hookah smoking. You vape, don't you?
Not many more.
Not as much anymore? Okay. I don't know what the levels are going to sound like, so you may need to be louder. We'll be checking in on the chat in just a second to see if you guys can hear us okay.
Oop.
Let us know if you can hear us. We appreciate that. I'm going to be changing the name of this. Actually, Luke, you are, because you can reach my laptop better than I can. So if you could please write in there. Let's see. Let's get right there. Put podcast, season 1, episode 10. All right. And then, no, don't enter it. We just click outside of it, and it'll automatically, yes, changes have been made. So now it should say what we are in the terms of it being episode 10 and not the Gamecast. So yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
I did some live streaming gaming the other night, which I don't ever do, and it was for Hearthstone, because Hearthstone is the greatest.
Oops,
that's not what I want.
I thought we were Hearthstoning.
I know, that's what I want to do right now. Okay, let's get into this shit show of an episode. I really apologize, guys. This has been a bad start.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
You've seen worse?
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel a little bit better. The placement of our stuff is terrible, too, by the way. I'm going to try and fix that, maybe. I can't do it in post because this is all live. Adrian, how are you doing? How's your week been?
It was good until about 10 minutes ago. Now my anxiety's through the roof. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing okay. I'm gonna get a bowl started and loaded. We got coals already lit. Can you turn that pith heater off? We're going to be smoking some Zomo today. Did you pick a flavor that you liked, Luke? I had him smell them all.
Was it black hickory?
So this black is a oak flavor with mint as well. Do you have the chat up, Adrian?
I do. Let's see here. I've got a lot. I got to get through this. Why don't you keep talking for a second because I see some things.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to be smoking this black. This is a little bit of a stronger tobacco. I know that you're a fan of that kind of stuff. You like your coffee. Nice and strong. Okay, Luke, let's go ahead and talk for just a minute. You've been my buddy for a long time.
Yeah. We've
known each other for going on 10 years now, probably.
Oh, more than that. Since high school.
Yeah, roughly a little more than 10 years, probably.
Well, I knew you in high school. You didn't know me.
I knew you in high school. They have this joke where I ignored everybody like I was a preppy kid or something. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Anyways, Adrian, what's going on in the chat, man?
All right. First of all, Nephil, that bowl, yeah, it has not been shipped yet due to some complications I had this week. Expect a tracking number tomorrow around noon.
A bowl? What are you talking about, a bowl? Are you sending somebody a
bowl? I'm sending him an edgy bowl because he doesn't have one yet, and I feel like he should. Also, Rose of Death is going out if he pops into this at any point. Same day. Cool.
I know that he'll be looking forward to that. So, oh no. Oh no. The back goes everywhere. I didn't want to use my fingers because I did not bring any paper towels out here.
Man, your image looks amazing, Matt.
My image looks better today than it usually does.
Oh, no, it is so pixelated. It's like you're streaming through a SNES.
Well, that's usually what my choice of streaming options are. It's because I haven't found a good option yet available for the... basically, all we're doing is we're taking the Hangouts picture, and you're the main picture. That's why you look so beautiful, obviously. Okay. And then we're that tiny little square in the bottom corner. And that is why we always look pixelated, because I'm basically blowing that up. Let's see. You guys have been live. Oh, somebody just told me.
Oh, what's up? Sorry. What's up, Anvesh? I don't know who that is. That's a new guy. Okay. Akeem, Gustav, Kyle's here. What's up, Jessica? Long time no see. Same for you, Kyle. Captain Wetbeard, so John Marino.
There's a reason Raphael, why.
J-Rock.
So on this episode, the chosen topic, as chosen by me, I didn't even give Adrian a chance to choose it. I chose to do social as a topic, and the reason why is for a couple reasons. One, I got my good buddy hanging out with me live and in person, and we're actually smoking for the first time, and I want to say roughly 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time since me and this guy have smoked, sadly. We've hung out or anything at all. And then you recently had a nice trip to Georgia.
Georgia and North Carolina.
Georgia and
North Carolina. Both of them on the weekend. Big-ass road trip.
Big-ass road trip. So you smoked with some people. You hung out with people live. Live and in person. So we did the social aspect of what hookah is all about. So I thought a really fun conversation to be had today would be about the social interaction when it comes to hookah. Because I don't know about you, Adrian and Luke. Actually, I do know completely about your hookah story. Completely. I started by going to lounges and smoking with other people.
Yep.
So social aspect of hookah is definitely one of the largest pieces for me completely. But before we get into the actual topic of the week, let's go ahead and get into setups. And Adrian, what are you smoking, my man?
All right, I'm a nerd. I'm doing something I didn't want to do. This is going to be my aviator setup. That's awesome. Also, I think, I'm not sure whose it was, but when I was in North Carolina, someone had a D-hose that they put a soft touch silicone hose on. And that's way better. So I did that. Aviator with, the standard base I use. It's going to be the Goodfella V3 bowl, but on top is what's weird. I'm using the foil and the Phoenix HMD combo, which that seems weird, but it's actually smoking pretty well. I've got Morning Glory in here, courtesy of Kyle Smith.
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory is a coffee flavoring.
Ooh, never, I like the coffee
ones. Yeah, never. I've never had that one before. We've had other ones, but I've always heard such good things about Morning Glory. Sadly, just never got into that one for whatever reason. Never got it. I'm trying to get my coals adjusted, so I might be off screen. I apologize. We are smoking with a Provost, a Bambino bowl. We're smoking the Zomo Black. Then we are smoking with my Carbon One stem with a Mia hose. And I'm going to get this lid on so we can start blowing some massive smoke like you do.
Clouds. Clouds for days.
This is a good setup, Matt.
I know. I love this setup. You have not tried this new hose of mine from Mia. It's actually, so not only is it a new hose, let's see if I can get this maybe up here. Would that be better for the hose placement between me and you?
Probably. Now, what's with this hose? Man, this is a new one to me.
Yeah, so this is a new one to him. I've smoked it on the show before. This is a silicone, and then it has this really nice, like, low-profile handle on it and stuff. It's really nice and easy and simple. It's a lightweight. I like it for those kinds of reasons. Call me crazy. I don't know. So are we ready to give away this custom hose, speaking about hoses?
Let's do that, because I'm sure someone wants it.
Okay, so I have gone about the same way. Yeah, you're not entitled to win this hose, by the way. You did not watch the last episode. You are not even subbed to our channel. You did not comment.
Why is he here? Go home.
Not doing here.
Okay, so we are going to be giving this away. I gotta do all sorts of funny stuff to make this work, so I need to first do that. There's going to be some weird shit going on over here. Then I got to do this. All right, everybody should be seeing this wheel now. I have it set to 25 seconds. Adrian, do you think 20, or no, not 25, but 20 seconds. Do you think 20 seconds is a good amount of time?
Yeah, I can't see the wheel yet, but I think that's the 10-second delay. Because I'm looking at us 10 seconds ago on my other screen. 20 seconds should be good. I think that's going to be a lot of suspense. It's going to be difficult to watch because it's going to be really awkward. I don't think we should say anything and spin the wheel.
All right. Oh, my gosh. So, Luke, this is for a custom hose made by this really cool guy named Derek Moses. He takes leather and wraps silicone and then stitches it himself. It's very, they're very, very nice, very high class. Here we go, here we go. The winner is... Oh! Oh, my gosh. It is Stefan.
Stefan? Oh, yes. That little... So this is going to be his second Derek Moses hose, that little greedy, greedy man. But that's how these giveaways work. You just spin the wheel and we give it to whoever wins it.
Did he already has one?
He sure does.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
It doesn't matter. That's not how the giveaway is set up.
Yeah, I guess for our own purposes it doesn't, but yes, he's very lucky, that Stefan. He has a cool Instagram account as well called Hookah Bible if you want to follow him on Instagram. So these hoses, I wish I had a picture for you, Luke. You're gonna have to monitor chat if you could, Adrian, because I have no way of viewing chat on my end over here.
Jessica says, woohoo, Stefan. Somebody, Stefan, that's what I say.
Somebody just said no chat box. I don't know what they mean by no chat box, but that was on Facebook that someone messaged me that, so I'm not sure what that means at all.
There's no chat in the screen. I don't know if that's something we're trying to do.
Oh, okay, so...
There's no logo.
Yeah, the logo thing, I'm trying to... I'm running around with my head cut off, it feels like. But so the chat box, to my understanding, I don't need to do that because their chat's going to stay with the videos now. It was some sort of new update on YouTube for the live show.
Oh.
The chat is actually going to stay with the content. I've been bogarting this. It hasn't really started smoking yet. I apologize. I'm just holding on to it. So you can go ahead and try and get it started up while I try to pull an image over here. Anybody that is watching with us, I appreciate you guys sticking around because this is the most broken version of this show that we've had thus far. You know, most of the time, Adrian, I feel like we do a pretty good job, right?
No,
not at all.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I'm trying to pull a picture if I can. Anybody else speaking in the chat about how awesome it is that Stefan won a picture or the hose? Why did I say picture? I don't know.
We got wow, congrats. We got Jessica with woohoo, Stefan. Stefan is gonna have a very, very good day, Travis Leader. There's a lot of support. I think the hate's gonna come out later. I'm hating on Stefan. We gave the hose to him, so.
I'm hating on him. I want that dang hose. No, it's cool. I couldn't even enter into it, but I pretend in my dreams that I'm able to. That way I can say that I got cheated out. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so now our entire background is our logo at the moment. Our entire background. There we go. I got us coming back out through. Okay, there we go. That should look a lot nicer once you actually see it. What do you think? That looks pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. That's a badass logo.
It is. You should see some of the cool logo work that we actually have. In the future, we want to drop some cool stuff eventually. I don't want to say too much here and now, I guess. I shouldn't say too much. Okay, so let's go back into the show now that we gave away that hose. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach 100 subs. We're actually at 120 subs right now, believe it or not. The show's been going very well. This is episode 10, but we actually did a... So before we did the show going live, what we did was... Okay, so I got chat over there. If you notice something, let me know, okay?
I'll keep an eye on her.
I'm watching Maddie Ice. Nobody calls me that. Okay, a couple people call me that. So we're at 120 subs. We have really big plans. I'm going to Vegas in August. There's this giant thing called the Hookah Expo. Me and Adrian are both going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to go. I'm trying to convince you guys to come with me. I'm going to see if you and Mike and a bunch of other people come because I think it'd be a blast to hang out with you guys in Vegas, obviously. But yeah, so the show's going a lot of fun. We are trying to do more giveaways as we progressively get larger and larger. We did a really cool bowl giveaway. What is this? What is going on? You just have people handing you
stuff. Don't worry about it. It's not important.
Is that your mixed iced tea thing that you got going on? Your tequila tea? Is that what that is?
We don't talk about what's in the bottle on the podcast.
Oh man, that hit me hard. I was not ready for that massive hit of. So this is Zoma Black, and we packed it kind of fluffy because that's how I've been told multiple times to pack it. And it is performing very well. It is strong. It is very, very strong. I can tell right off the bat immediately already. Zomo is a brand that I don't think is getting enough love, actually. I'm really, really enjoying it quite a bit. So I'm trying to get to my notes, Adrian. I apologize for all this I'm literally just, what's it called?
Rambling. Oh, rambling. Just rambling and rambling. Let's get the show going.
I'm trying. I swear I am. Okay. Set up. So what are you smoking, Adrian? Oh, wait. We already did that.
We already did that.
What are you guys Matthew. Smoking in the chat? Anybody in the chat, if you guys are smoking, please let us know what you guys are smoking. We'll be talking about that as well. As always, be a part of the show by chatting around and hanging out with us, as always. We're going to go ahead and do a small interview. We're going to do a small interview of Luke, my buddy here.
Yeah.
Because we're all about social smoking. We're all about new people joining the show and different people being guests, obviously. Not social smoke, oh. The brand of tobacco. My apologies.
Stefan, no, they're not kidding. You won, Stefan. You won the host. That was you. Your second Derek host.
Lucky man.
My goodness. I had no idea that he had won one before. I guess that wouldn't have mattered because it's a different contest, but still, lucky son of a gun. Some people have all the luck. Anyways, we're going to go into a small interview with Luke, my buddy here, and we're going to ask him a couple of questions because I think it'd be fun to. So, Luke, first question is, how long have you been smoking for?
Hookah, right?
Yes, hookah. Okay. How long have you been smoking hookah? Like, we all went through the same phase about smoking, basically. Smoking vape and smoking. Like, I think I might have even... Did I get you started on vape?
Oh, yeah.
I got him starting on both hookah and vape. But how long have you been smoking hookah for?
Yeah, sure. I started with a name drop, the Chimera's Hookah Lounge. This guy. That was quite a while ago.
It's a long time ago now.
I missed that place. Went there. Ended up going there almost every night. Staying after hours.
Oh, the trouble that we got into. So I used to own a hookah lounge here in Burley, Idaho, this really small town. We would have all sorts of fun. I had a bunch of crappy hookahs. Nowadays I have much better hookahs, obviously. Much better tobacco and everything. But it was back in the day, still kind of learning, but also doing a good job of bringing hookah, I think, to the community.
Oh, yeah.
The only other place you could smoke hookah was about an hour drive away, which I did periodically. I mean, going to college up in Twin Falls and stuff, so I smoked up there pretty regularly. And then I decided one day to open up a hookah lounge, just kind of crazy. So what is some of your favorite stuff to smoke? Obviously, if you don't remember exact flavors or anything, what kind of stuff do you enjoy to smoke?
Oh, man, I love the mints.
Okay.
Mints. That's kind of why I chose this one. It's mint and some kind of wood.
Oak.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I love the mints. Of course, fruits and mints. Put it together. I'm going to town.
So this one, actually, that we didn't choose, this strong mango, it actually, all of their flavors from this Zomo brand all have a mint menthol kick to it.
Ooh.
And they make it with sugar cane. That's that sugar cane picture right there.
Is that
sugar cane molasses is actually what is in all of their tobacco. So they make theirs, it's the number one tobacco in Brazil, is that right, Adrian?
Yeah, it's a Brazilian brand.
Yeah. And it's made its way over here to America. I was able to test out some flavors, and I've been nothing but super impressed with all the stuff that I've gotten from them.
Speaking of being super impressed, this is going to seem weird. This session's going oddly good right now. With this Phoenix on foil. There might be something to this.
What is that science? Is it acting kind of like a Provost in some way?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's a heat management device sitting on top of foil. I don't know. This is my first session, man. I'm just saying it's smoking well. It might not even be worth it. Maybe a Provost might work just as well. All I'm saying is this works.
Anybody in the chat, have you guys done the Phoenix on top of foil at all? Please let us know if you have and what kind of results that you guys have actually gotten with that, because I would be more than happy to give it a try. I wasn't going to be completely honest. I didn't feel the need to do that, but I might give it a try now. Should I at least try it out, Adrian? What do you think?
I would try it out. Derek says, dude, I told you, Adrian. I'm not sure what he's referring to quite yet.
Maybe he... Is he talking about the Phoenix? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Okay, so my next question to you is, what to you is an enjoyable session of hookah?
So it takes me back to my roots at your old lounge.
Okay.
The buds would just go over there. Yeah, when your hook's going, just sit there and philosophize. That's my favorite part about it. We just sit there and talk about everything, too.
That is the best way to enjoy hookah, in my opinion, is that social... Sorry about that. That made a loud noise. That is my favorite part about hookah, and I don't know about you, Adrian, if you want to go into this a little bit as well, but the social aspect and the ability to hang out with your friends, load a bowl, just relax in a circle, and just really enjoy the time that you have with one another and smoking a really... good flavor of tobacco and stuff. I think that there's very few things as enjoyable. You know, hanging out with friends in general is a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing a hookah into the mix, I think, just raises it up that level. What do you think, Adrian? You obviously took a nice long trip down to North Dakota and Georgia, and you hung out with a lot of really cool people. What was some of your experience when it came to smoking hookah and just hanging out?
I'm sorry, I'm reading the comments. So the question in a nutshell is social experiences with hookah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think I smoke hookah alone a lot because of reviewing and stuff, but like that trip I just took down to North Carolina, that's the best way to smoke hookah, man. Like, especially with other enthusiasts, I think that's the best way to smoke hookah for like me or you, and we can talk with other people about the things that we like to nerd out about. But, you know, honestly, I prefer to smoke with someone else, even if they're just smoking Starbuzz Blonde on a crappy Maya hookah mat. And yeah, but as far as experiences, I mean, I have a lot.
What are some of your guys' experiences in the chat? If you guys have had a very standout experience that you guys would like to mention or talk about, let us know. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts and opinions of your smoking time and how you've enjoyed smoking as well. I think that'd be a lot of fun to talk about. Obviously, you know, the best times, like I was saying, smoking with hanging out with friends and stuff, like playing card games and just like playing Magic, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh yeah.
Like those have been some of the absolute best times, like drinking, smoking, and playing cards. Nothing better than that right there, I tell you what.
But I gotta say, we've gotten so deep with our conversation. We've tried to watch movies, we try to play video games. Those usually fell to the wayside. We just talked.
Yes.
Actually, you got to the social aspect, and man, we got deep.
It's true. It's more enjoyable to be able to sit down, talk, and relax than it is to try and concentrate on something else. You know, things like playing a game where you have to have concentration, especially like a single player game. We played multiplayer games and they're not too bad, obviously. But playing something like a single player driven, like we tried to play Zelda one night when I first got the Switch. And it's like, cool, we played it for a little while, but nobody wants to do that. We want to sit down, talk, relax, and mess around and just have fun, obviously. So is there anything in the chat going on about experiences or having a good time, Adrian?
Not quite yet. Mostly Jessica throwing shade my way. But nothing yet.
Very cool. So let's go ahead and hop into our topic of the session when it comes to actually being social. Why do we like to go to a lounge, even though we can do a hookah at home? I think this is a really good question, Adrian, especially for you, who goes to a lot of lounges, actually. We don't have any lounges around us.
No.
If we did, I would drag you out to it if I knew of one. But we don't actually have any lounges. And I know that you do, Adrian, have some lounges down there. And you like to go to them still. Even though you can do the same sort of thing at home by yourself, why do you still enjoy going to a lounge and smoking as well?
Obviously, social, first and foremost, being around other people. It's also the change of scenery. Getting out of your house is something I think most people like to do. So mostly those two things. Also, it's a place to go try new stuff. If you have a lounge that has stuff that you don't, it's a good way to like try something without, you know, committing to buying 250 grams of it.
Yes, that would be a great way to try something without needing to make that initial investment into buying 250 grams of something that you may not really like. You can try it out at a lounge, obviously, and that's always a lot of fun. And then also, to me, I think it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant, right? Like, you can cook a meal at home just as easily as you can to go to a restaurant, but we still like to go to a restaurant as well because we don't have to clean up afterwards. We don't have to worry about getting stuff set up or ready. We have it all brought to us, which is always really nice as well. You know, I think it's a lot of fun to be able to participate in this sort of stuff, obviously. And I think going to a lounge is a lot of fun for that reason. Why is hookah good at a party? Adrian, why don't you tackle this first? Why do you think a hookah is good at a party?
Well, hookahs are super stationary. They don't really move. And for someone who hasn't tried hookah, they're usually pretty intrigued if they're open to the idea of smoking anything. So if you get a hookah on a table with some seats around it, and you got a couple people smoking hookah, and there's a seat open, chances are someone who wants to try it is going to sit down with those people that maybe they haven't met and smoke that hookah. And all of a sudden, the hookah is great, but bam, you just met like three new people that you may have not talked to in the first place.
Yes.
It's a good conversation starter.
It is a very, that's yeah. Exactly what I was going to say. I love the ability to break the ice with a hookah because I'm an enthusiast when it comes to hookahs, and you can attest to this when we have people come over to your place and we have a hookah going. The very first thing I do is like, hey, do you want to learn about this thing that I'm about to do?
Ah, yeah.
I love to teach, and I love to be a part of the conversation. Like, hey, this is what a hookah is. this is how you load the hookah, and this is all the sort of different things that you do with the hookah, right? So for me, I love to be able to show them like how I'm packing it, how I'm preparing it, what the coals are, the hookah itself, obviously. All those different things go into it. So it's a really good icebreaker in the sense that you can start a conversation with somebody, kind of like what you were saying. You can start a conversation with somebody that you didn't previously have any intention to starting a conversation with. So that's something that I've always really liked. Why do you like having me bring hookahs over to your place for like parties and stuff like that?
Well, like I kind of going back to it, keep bringing it up. It gets people talking. And we always have the best conversations, I feel. We get political, we have to cut that off, we'll get into scientifics, a little philosophizing, you know? It just gets everyone talking together.
A round wheel. All right, this is a question that I want to ask both you and obviously the group chat as well. If anybody is mentioning anything in the chat, let us know. One hose or more? And I'm going to start this off, because when we all start smoking hookah, you know where I'm going with this, exactly.
Yeah.
When we all start smoking hookah, we think that more hoses is better, right? Like, even right now, like you're smoking, I don't have a hose in my hand, so it's like, oh, it must not be as enjoyable, because I don't get the opportunity to smoke as well. But I would much prefer the ability to have a really nice one-hose hookah in comparison to having a multi-hose hookah that is not necessarily going to be a better experience.
Yeah.
I think out of all the hookahs that I have, even some of the, like the Egyptian multi-hose hookahs, the better sessions that we have are with single-hose hookahs or if we close off all the other ports, right? Because then we can just enjoy it and everyone can be talking around it instead of everybody trying to fight to take that breath, obviously. What about you, Adrian? What do you think? Single hose hookahs or multi hose hookahs?
I'm going to just go ahead and agree with what the chat's saying so far, which is one hose. What are you talking about?
Yes.
Two hoses? How about two hookahs?
Yeah. There we go. Even better.
I tried to bring a second hookah for this guy, but he was worried he was going to get knocked on his ass because he hasn't smoked for such a long time.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
And he's already feeling it. So it's probably better that we didn't go with two hookahs because this mango is also a very, very strong tobacco as well, actually. But yeah, I think that by far, you don't need to spend the money on a multi-hose hookah. You can get a really nice single-hose hookah and have a better experience overall in a party atmosphere because you're able to sit down, relax with an individual and smoke at the same time, and I think that's a lot of fun.
Just don't pass it to the guy with the cold sore.
Yeah, don't pass it to that guy.
No.
Don't pass it to the sick guy. Also, normally use condoms.
Exactly.
Not today.
Oh, boy.
We're raw-dogging.
Yeah, raw-dogging it all the way. Sorry about that. So this is going back into a couple other things we've already talked about. I don't know what's going on, if there's anything going on in the chat. I'm trying to bring up that window, but I think I might have lost the correct one. I don't know. Yeah, one hose hookah says by Raimi.
One
Jessica says
one Derek Moses hose.
One Derek Moses hose. That's all you need. Well, except for Stefan. He needs two, I guess. I see that Hookah Chef is here as well. I really like the lounges that I'm with a good amount of people. That way, if something gets broke, it's not mine. Yes, that's another positive. Something breaks in a lounge, it's okay. You can check out. No worries about that. Let's see. There's some other things going on in chat, too. It's just hard for me to see exactly what's being said. If you have a question in the chat, please start it, your comment, with a question mark, and then continue it. That way, we can see that it's actually a question. One hose, but with a splitter. Yes, have you seen these splitters?
No, I didn't know.
So a splitter goes into your hookah, right? And then it separates it out with two. So you can put two in a single port. I still think you want to go single port, though, overall. I don't think, because they have, like, ball bearings, like the old Sahara Smoke and Mia hookahs that we used to smoke on and stuff like that. But still, I think a better enjoyable session is just a pure single hose hookah, personally.
It's better. It's objectively better. What you talk about?
Oh, don't get that stuck, Adrian.
Listen, it's fine. I think.
You got it. I don't think that got stuck. You did it perfect. Good job, man. Good job. Okay, so moving on to the throughout the topic, obviously, still. It's my next thing that I want to talk about is, why do you think hookah is so social? And I know we've kind of already touched on this a little bit, but I want to go to a different direction with it. You know, back in the day, hookahs were put outside of, like, bars and restaurants and stuff like that, and they were not necessarily the big social entities that I think we think of them today. You bought them or you enjoyed them like you would a cup of coffee or something, right? We've changed the dynamic of what a hookah is, and I think the majority of hookah smokers, enthusiasts, and, you know, hardcore hobbyists when it comes to hookah, the majority of time, even though I love smoking by myself, that's how I do it 9 out of 10 times, probably 99 out of 100 times, basically, at this point. But it's enjoyable to smoke with other people for that social and that talking aspect. Do you think there's any particular reason what it is about a hookah that brings so many people together? I mean, we've kind of already talked about this, so unless we got something new to kind of add to it, I don't know if we do or not. Is there something else?
It catches the eye. Kind of like Adrian was saying. You see a table full of people smoking, and if you don't know anything about it, that's instantly going to catch your eye. Bring them right over.
Yes.
But a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about them, too.
Yes. One of my biggest annoyances, this could just be me personally, I don't know about you, Adrian, I don't like it when people call a hookah a bong.
Oh, no. That's unfortunately, because of the shape of the smoking apparatus that we use, it gets called a bong sometimes.
Yeah.
So it frustrates me so very much, though. Yeah.
This is important. Sorry, first of all, Christian Pennington, for being on my phone. I feel bad about it. I was actually just talking to Stefan, and he has actually won the last Derek Moses hose giveaway.
Okay.
And he has just let me know that we're going to respin the wheel.
We're going to respin the wheel?
Good man.
Because Stefan's a freaking boss. Yeah. So,
Stefan, good man.
Yeah, he's like one of the best guys. So, sorry, guys.
You have won my heart, Stefan. I appreciate that so much. Okay, let me get this all back set up. All right. I don't know if there's a way to remove his name. So if he gets picked again, we're just going to spin it again, I guess.
His name just is now Respin. Just pretend it says Respin.
Okay. So this right here all says Respin right there. Don't even worry about it. So we're going to go ahead and spin it again. Are you ready for this?
Oh.
All right. So here's the original Respin that we're doing right now. Here we go. Look at the colors, man. Doesn't it just, like, hypnotize you a little bit?
A little bit.
Oh, I don't think I have it full screen. Shit. There you go. And the winner is... Ba-da-da-ba! Zach from Strictly Shisha is the winner of the hose.
Well, that's... good for you, Derek. You're going to get a review by Zach now, so you're pretty much going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, and that's going to be a great review that Zach does, I'm sure. Zach does these really cool reviews on YouTube. He's been doing it for a really long time. Really professional, gives lots of information and details, super unbiased and honest about everything that he says. Just overall, really, really good reviews. So, Stefan, no joke, you're a boss, and I can't wait to meet you, hopefully, at the expo and stuff. But that was absolutely top-notch of you. Thank you so much. And to everybody else in the chat that did not win it this time, no, we're not going to spin it again. But there will be more opportunities to win other really cool hoses in the future. So we appreciate that so much.
Typically, I wouldn't even be okay with the respin, but he won the last Derek Moses hose, and he's probably like one of the coolest people in the world. So this is kind of a one-time deal. Next time, I wouldn't think we're going to do that ever again.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. So I got another question to ask about the topic. And even better than that, I think this is a really good question. Because what flavors do we think are really good flavors for social smoking? Does that make sense? You're not going to want to bring cashmere, I think, to a party, right?
Don't bring your cashmere peach cane mix to a party full of people who've never smoked, unless you want to rob them all because they're going to be rolling around on the floor.
Yeah, don't even bring cane mint, honestly. Very few people that I would smoke Tangiers with. Obviously, I smoke Tangiers with you guys all the time. As soon as I get a new batch of Tangiers, I call them up immediately, and I'm just like, you guys got to come over and smoke this. Do you remember what my favorite Tangiers flavor is off the top of your head? I know if I say it, you'll remember it immediately. But can you think of it on the spot?
It was a fruit.
Yes, it's a fruit.
What was it?
It's guava.
Oh, I knew it.
Yes, Tangiers guava is absolutely my favorite flavor. And I smoke that with you guys all the time. I know you guys can handle Tangiers now. We've been smoking it for a real long time, obviously. But when it comes to actually smoking in a group, what are some flavors that you would suggest, Adrian, that you bring to a party that you know there's going to be a wider range of people that may have never smoked before in their lives?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think a lot of hyper-enthusiast smokers tend to, like, pass the hose to people who haven't smoked and it's got, like, a dark leaf in it or, like, ugly or something that maybe you shouldn't be giving a first-time smoker when they can never want to smoke again.
Yes.
So the stuff that I would tip – I keep some stuff, actually, for that reason that I don't even smoke. But – it gets a lot of flack, but the Blondie Starbuzz stuff,
yep.
Outstanding at parties. It's just a great tobacco to bring at parties. Blue Mist. I've got 12 kilos of Blue Mist. Do you want some Blue Mist? I'm not giving out Blue Mist. Mint flavors especially are good. Elfacher Mint, I think, is probably one of the best party flavors that you can have around, because if you pack it right, it's not going to burn ever, and it's a sweet mint flavor. So pretty much everyone's going to like it.
Yeah, I think that mints are a great starter because just like a menthol cigarette, it's real easy to smoke. The same idea goes to mint tobacco, obviously. I think really strong fruit flavors are also a really good one to smoke as well. Those are some of the ones that I think are the easiest ones to pick out of the bunch, right? I think citrus flavors in general are a really good flavor starter as well. A really good orange flavor or a really good grapefruit flavor can really like start a party off and get people interested in the flavor profiles so that they want to experience more. What do you think about more of the obscure flavors like a Morning Glory? I know Morning Glory is a dark leaf, but it's not a super strong, you know, Trifecta is not the strongest dark leaf, obviously. So what do you think about something like a coffee flavor? Would that intimidate you if you smoked a coffee flavor for the very first time on hookah?
For the very first time, it might. Though I am a coffee drinker, I do enjoy a good cup of Joe. It might intimidate me quite a bit.
Coffee flavors aren't bright. They're very... This isn't every coffee flavor, but Morning Glory, for instance. Even though it is like a it's like a creamed coffee flavor, it's very dark. And it doesn't have a throat tickle, but it has this mouth coating effect to it. And if you're new to hookah, it might put you off because you might be like, this feels bad for me, you know, if you're not used to it. So I'd avoid coffee flavors, any type of earthy flavor, really, like coffee flavor like Morning Glory or any of the spice chai flavors, like Fumari spice chai is probably safe, but there's some chai flavors that I'll really bring to a party. Even cinnamon flavors, I'd avoid those.
I was just thinking that some of the other things that I think would be a good idea to avoid, and I don't know if the chat is saying anything about this as of yet. Let me know if they do say something of any sort. But I was going to say, I don't think natural flavors is a really good place to start because you don't, I could be wrong on this, so correct me with your opinion, obviously. But I think a better idea would honestly be something very candy-ish and very artificial. You know, if you're going to smoke like a cherry, for instance, you don't want a realistic cherry that obviously is not super flavorful. You want something more along the lines of like a blow pop because it's just candy, right? I think candy flavors are a good place to do it.
Zach's in and he's super stoked that he won. Chest flipping out a little bit.
Congratulations, Zach. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of the show, obviously. And everybody else is too. Normally, I do...
Also, I'm so sorry, real quick. Zach, Stefan actually won the hose, but he won the last Derek Moses giveaway, so he told us to do a respin. So he's the reason you got the hose. So send Stefan some love, man.
I was going to say... what was I going to say? I was in the middle of a thought, and then this guy over here interrupted me. No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
sorry.
You're fine. I usually do a much better job of interacting in the chat room, obviously, when I have it in front of me. It's way far away from me, so I'm doing a really poor job of that, so I apologize immensely to you guys because I like to make you feel very welcomed in the show, obviously, and we do appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Much love to all, says Strictly Shisha. Zach, I'm expecting a shout-out in your next video, at least a video about the Derek Moses hose. I can't wait to see it. I'll let this guy know. You're going to sub to the show too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. You need to be up on the giveaways.
Yeah, I do.
That way, if you win it, then I get to enjoy it. Nobody will think that's rigged at all, I'm sure. Just purging a little bit. All right, so that kind of wraps it. What do you guys... You got something to say?
I was going to say on the flavors, and like food flavors kind of put me off, personally.
Okay.
I remember you brought over a horchata one time, and we put it off.
Yeah.
We brought it over again, you put it off.
Yeah.
And then one time you brought over a horchata mix, and we put it in the vase, and we smoked it with that, and that was amazing.
Horchata, as much as I've grown to love the horchata flavor, it was not something that I loved on the very first time that I tried it. And I think as a hookah enthusiast as myself, I was willing to kind of put in the work to learn like how I can make it taste better. Where in other terms, I think most of the time, if you're not interested in the hobby, you're not going to put in the work to figure out like, oh, how can I make this taste better? Has there been any flavors, Adrian, that you've smoked in the beginning and was not a fan of, but then as you smoked it more and more, you became a larger fan of?
Yeah, Double Apple. When I first tried Double Apple, I was like, this is hot garbage. Because I was expecting an apple flavor, right? So I loaded up. I'm like, this doesn't smell like apples, but I don't know how to hookah. So we're going to load a bowl. I packed the bowl poorly. So not only did it taste like black licorice and anise, but it was also tasting like burnt tobacco and Quick Lights. So I immediately put that back down. But then like a few months later, after I had like a proper Egyptian bowl and some coconut coals, I got some Nakhla Double Apple, and then I smoke Double Apple every day now. So
yes,
Double Apple.
that's another good point to make, I think, for first-time smokers and bringing to a party. Please do not bring your hookah to a party with quick light coals.
Yeah, I know.
Just don't.
So bad.
Don't do it.
You're party foul.
These guys are so cool because they were at a local thrift shop and they found a kilo of some charcoal. So now we always have charcoal at his place whenever I show up and stuff. So all I got to bring is the hookah and the other stuff, but the charcoal is always taken care of, which is awesome, obviously. But yeah, don't bring quick lights to a party. That's a big way to get people turned off from it, because nobody wants to use quick lights. Even when we first started smoking and we used quick lights, we understood that this was not an efficient way to smoke. I think like it was not enjoyable in that regard at all.
Absolutely.
Dry Sierra from Zomo is a great coffee flavor, says ooh. Rami, I'm not sure, I apologize. Captain Wetbeard says, horchata. Yes, I love horchata now. I wish there was more horchata flavors on the market.
Yeah. Speaking of Tangiers, actually, I was just gifted about 150 grams of green apple candy from Sally, she's a savage. That's a good flavor, man. Sorry to cut you off. I just had to say that.
That's an awesome flavor. It's super candy. It's like a green Jolly Rancher. It's absolutely amazing. Adrian, why don't you talk just a tiny bit about your trip and the experience that you had with, well, who was it? It was Jessica, Kyle Smith, and the Shisha Savage. Was there anybody else there?
Yes, not anyone in the community. Jessica brought her man, Killian. He's actually pretty badass. And then Kyle's wife was obviously there, and my girlfriend came as well. It was an awesome get-together, man, to be honest. It was a lot of hookah. Sally took us to a Korean barbecue place for dinner over in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was so big. She cooked the food right on the table in front of us. It was super good. And a bunch of really good sessions. We did a Facebook Live, but mostly it was just nice to be in a room with four other people who, like, can bullshit about hookah. On the same level.
With knowledge, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. That's one of the funnest parts is when you first introduce people to hookah, obviously, the level of knowledge about hookah is limited because of obvious reasons. So as you learn and grow more, it just becomes a more better conversations to be had, obviously. John says that Black Lava's horchata is good. I had some, but I don't think I got a good batch of it because it was mediocre to me. It wasn't all that amazing. It was just pretty good. It was okay. Stefan says, I have a weird mix with Morning Glory. What else do you have with Morning Glory? You can't cut us off.
Yeah, don't leave us hanging. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I cheated. It's not just Morning Glory in my bowl. It's actually 75% Morning Glory with a 25% splash of Honey Doomy by Starburst Vintage. And it's really good. I don't know why I wanted cantaloupe to do that, but it's really good.
Cantaloupe and coffee.
I don't know about that.
Honeydew and coffee, actually, honeydew, which is even weirder.
It's a sweet flavor, but it's pretty good. With coffee. It's a... Like I said, I haven't tried Morning Glory. I know it's a creamed coffee flavor, so that creamy coffee with some not cantaloupe now, I want to say honeydew. And yeah, that's just kind of a crazy mix, but I hope you're enjoying it. Azure Horchata is one of my favorites. I have not tried Azure Horchata, but everything else that I've tried from Azure, you haven't tried any of their brands, sadly. I smoked all of it before I contacted you. everything else I tried from that brand was absolutely phenomenal. Do you have any of the Horchata in your recent stuff you got?
No, I just got some lemon muffin in blonde and some Carolina peach in dark. Reviews on those are coming soon on my main channel. Those are outstanding, but the only not fruity flavor I had so far was I had chai masala and cinnamon cookie, and those were solid.
Very nice. I think that's about it for the show. I don't want to ramble on too much. This is kind of a lackluster put on show. I apologize for that. Technical difficulties is our number one strength here at the AM Hookah Podcast.
Yeah.
So it's what we strive to do. Luke, thank you so much for joining us, though.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Adrian.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Sorry. Actually, I'm probably part of the reason we got a cut out early today. That trip, we did it as a road trip, so it was super long. And I now have to put my life back together before work tomorrow. So I wasn't originally going to be able to make the show. That's why this awesome dude was here. Good to meet you, too. And I just happened to be able to make the show, so I'm stoked about that.
So we were able to give away the hose, obviously. Congratulations to Steph Strictly Shisha for winning that hose. I'm so happy that you're able to. I can't wait to see the videos that are going to include it. I think that's going to be really awesome. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Adrian, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, all over the place. Let me see here. You can find me on YouTube at Pipe Dream Hookah, where I do bad reviews. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @the_PipeDream for more garbage hookah content.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well, @OnlyMattDozen. You can find me on Facebook I'm really leeching around and creeping on the Hookah University page. You got to join the Hookah University.
Yeah.
It's time to go back to school and get your student ID card at the Hookah University. It's absolutely a blast to hang out. It's like role playing. Student of Hookah.
Yeah.
It's a blast. I really enjoy
it. We're all LARPing over there. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. We're just LARPing. And then you can find me on YouTube as well, Matt Dezen. My content's going to slow down a little bit, as well as my presence here on the show. I've talked about it very briefly before, but I might as well say it again. I'm having a baby. I'm having a baby, my fourth one. Yeah, I'm old school Catholic, so that's what happens. Tristan told me about this great joke where he said, I can't remember who the comedian was, but he said whenever there's somebody with more than like two kids and they're Catholic, after every kid they have to make sure that everyone knows that they are in fact Catholic.
Yeah.
And that's why they're having so many kids. And I was like, guilty of it. That's what I do every time. But yeah, you can find me on my channel. It's going to slow down. The show itself is not going to slow down because Adrian is a champion.
Yeah. I'm going to be Matt Dezen for a month or two. And we've got a bunch of guests line up. And I'd like to do some other stuff. I'm not really sure exactly what we're doing yet. We're still in the planning phases of his hiatus. But the AM Hookah podcast isn't going to slow down. It's just going to be worse. That's all.
No, not worse at all, I'm sure. But guys, thank you so much for joining us, being a part of the show, obviously. We appreciate it so, so very much. I'm going to see if I can stop the stream without breaking anything. I've probably been cutting my face off this entire show, basically, so whatever. Thank you guys so much for joining, watching, and being a part of it, obviously. I have nothing else to say, so until next time, keep on smoking.